This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, welcome back to a very topical trade deadline edition of Buckets. With me, as always, is Billy Scafuri.
You're getting bucket buckets.
All right, we're back. It is, it's trade deadline day. It's you wake up, you stare at your phone, and before you know it, 3.5 hours have gone by. How's it been going for you?
And if you're Aaron Gordon, you suddenly live in Denver, Colorado.
That's right. Things are happening fast and furiously. Just to put a timestamp on this, we're going to record for 23 minutes before the trade deadline. It's 11:37 right now. That'll give us all the juicy trades, and then we can sort of dissect what the hell has happened already.
Yeah. In terms of what the hell has happened already, at around 8:30 Pacific Standard Time this morning, Vucevic got traded. The hell?
Yeah, that was my wake up and see the notification. It was an all-star from Orlando was traded to Chicago, something I'd not even heard murmurs or rumblings about at all.
Because we are so just like attached to whatever the media tells us, whatever Woj is hearing, Shams is hearing. And everyone for the past week, Zach Lowe has been asking, where does Aaron Gordon go? And so then when the star from that team just leapfrogs him and he's like, I'm out first, sucker.
Yeah,
it was just like what else don't
scraps,
we know?
It seems. Yeah, for Wendell Carter Jr. and some picks or something.
Yeah. I like Wendell Carter Jr. He just can't stay healthy, seems to be the thing. Like when you get him on those FanDuel nights where he plays 25 points, he gives you back 7x value. Yeah. But that's like once every 4 nights.
So Orlando's doing like the smart thing. They're doing we're the 11th seed, up maximum the 8th seed. Enough is enough. Let's just blow this shit up, get some pieces, get some youngsters in here.
And good for them.
Do the fans like that? Or are you like, no, Vucevic was our one best player and now you told us that we need to be worse?
If I was an Orlando Magic fan, allow me to put on my Mickey Mouse ears for a second.
Okay.
We have been the 10th to 8th seed for the last 17 years. We've been just good enough to not be bad and just bad enough to not be good.
And that's right.
It's going to be really hard to allure top line free agents, of which there are very few, to come here and suddenly pair with Nico and bring us to a championship. So blow the thing up. You could be an 8 seed forever. Like as a Knicks fan, I would love, I dream of a situation where we're the 8th seed forever. But like if you're the Magic, it's somehow worse than the Knicks because you're just mediocre forever.
Yeah.
So blow it up.
Blow it up. And then you can sort of try to add cool, like all their cool young players are hurt right now. So it's like, let's build around Fultz, Jonathan Isaac, and Cole Anthony, none of which are playing right now.
Right. Yeah. I think that they are like, I think that their North Star is the Oklahoma City Thunder right now. If they could be like 1/6 of like having the future picks that, that those teams have.
Or maybe the Charlotte is the model where it's like, they got lucky with LaMelo. They got like some, you know, fun players around him, Mikal Bridges and Terry Rozier. And it's just like a fun product to have.
Yeah. And you'd think that with the draft class coming up, that what teams would want to be trading for specifically is 2021 first round draft picks, because it seems like with the first 15
the
picks.
Draft after this draft.
Is it the draft after this draft? Or I think that isn't it even like this upcoming draft is just like stacked with talent?
Yeah. It's either this draft or the next that has like it's going to be the double draft wherein high schoolers and first year college players are coming.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you pick in the top three, which Orlando might be trending towards now, you might get someone even sexier to pair with Fultz and Cole and all these guys.
So right.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. It's just interesting to take on the Wendell Carter Jr. of it all when it's just like, what is that buoying for you? Yeah. You know, like just throw in my main man, Kem Birch.
Yeah.
Just let Kem Birch get those center minutes.
Well, Orlando took Fultz as like kind of like the same thing where it's just like, yeah, give us like your top six pick that didn't work out. Like, we'll see. Maybe it was just a situational problem and he'll be pretty good here. Fultz was pretty good in Orlando.
Yeah. This trade deadline makes Orlando one of the worst teams in the East for two seasons. Sorry.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. But maybe that's good for them because they get to start, you know, you start as a fan, you start plotting your Cade Cunningham research and seeing like there's like a whole other fun subsection of being a fan, which is like scouting the first through third best college players.
You're talking to a Knicks fan who always dreams of getting a 1-3 pick in the draft.
Exactly. RJ Barrett could be yours, Orlando, in 3 years.
Right. And probably will.
The biggest bomb that came most recently to me was just a straight up Rajon Rondo for Lou Williams trade.
No sort of draft picks, no sort of cash on the side, him for him.
Oh, no. It was. Woj then specified after. The Clippers are also sending two future second round picks to the Hawks. So I thought Lou was going to be better than Rondo and they had to throw in some more with Rondo, but like the trade went the other way around. It's like, all right, if we not only want Lou Will, but you got to send us some future picks too.
Yeah.
Rondo completely turned around his stock. 2 years ago, nobody wanted him. The Lakers gave him a chance. He dominated for us in the playoffs, and now teams are trading for him, giving them Lou Williams and also draft picks for him.
I think that he comes with the interesting cachet of being a champion on multiple teams. And for a team like the Clippers, it's like we need that one extra like person who's not going to allow us to play mediocre in the playoffs. And, you know, it almost seems like a player coach. Yeah.
But we talked about it off. Rondo is real.
Before we hit record, they have a backcourt now of Patrick Beverley and Rajon Rondo.
They're just, I mean, when Rondo was on the Lakers, I had such a roller coaster of emotion. Like, at first I was like, why is he playing at all in the regular season? He cannot defend. He cannot shoot. He's on the wrong side of 30. Then the playoffs come around and he's just so like crafty and annoying and a pest in a way that you love when he's on your team. Then he goes to Atlanta, and of course LeBron gets injured 2 feet away from Rondo. Like, that's not a coincidence. Rondo is just an agent of chaos. Of course. Of course he got injured when Rondo was right there. And now he's on the Clippers, my worst fucking nightmare. But
yeah. Who's the alpha between smart people him and are Pat saying Bev?
Rondo's not really that worth that much without LeBron. I wonder if that we'll find out how true that is.
We will definitely find out how true that is. Who is the alpha in the locker room between Pat Bev and Rajon Rondo?
I don't know. Like, like they're kind of the opposite players. Like, Rajon Rondo is such like a... He's not loud at all. He's just like a mental assassin. And Pat Bev is like this really small dog that barks a shit ton.
Right.
So, I mean, there could be like a... When their powers are combined, they create an amazing backcourt, or it could completely blow up. And as a Laker fan, I'm hoping it blows up.
Right. Is Lou Will approaching retirement?
Whenever I watch a Clipper game, he's always making 17 footers fading to his left. Like, right. It never stops. But I guess, according to the smart people I know, he's not a good defender and he's not good in the playoffs. And he, like, usually you can't play him in crunch time. So I guess if Pat Bev can't play, then Rondo's a good crunch time point guard. I mean, he's already proven him. He can play crunch time literally in the finals. So,
yeah. Lou Will in Atlanta.
That's what you're looking for.
That's tough because they have so many shooting guards and threes. Like, some are hurt, but like the Cam Reddishes, the Gallinaris, the Huerters, the Bogdanovich, him, like, that's just like, you're just throwing another one onto the fire, it feels like. That's just Atlanta saying we don't want Rondo anymore.
Yeah. I mean, they don't need Rondo. Was like a playoff coach for them, and now they're sort of pivoting to trying to be like young, exciting shooting. Lou Williams almost feels like Trae Young's dad, where it's just like the uncle on the team. He'll come in, he'll shoot shots. He's not going to yell at anyone.
That's the
thing.
He's
just good vibes.
He's good vibes. He brings great vibes, Lou Will.
He's also the opposite of Rondo. Like, Lou Williams is just like this cool shooter. Rajon Rondo is like this, I don't know, quiet
scary dad who sits in the corner and just like, you know, you're like not living up to his expectations.
He's such a funny, fun character in the NBA.
You know how certain players get to say, I only want to play here? Like, when you reach a certain class or a certain age, you can kind of say, if you're going to trade me here. And most want to say, I want to go to a winning organization. Is there a possibility that Lou Will said, trade me to Atlanta for the lemon pepper wings?
If he wanted to choose a team to trade to, like, it's either Atlanta or New York, I think, for Lou Will. Like, he doesn't need to go anywhere else. He already loves those cities. He doesn't need to, like, win a championship this year.
Right.
It's just Lou Will.
Right. Yeah. Good win. Good win for the Hawks, I'd say there.
Yeah. And I hope it backfires on the Clippers. Then this huge looming trade that, you know, with 15 minutes left has yet to happen. I got the page open just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Lowry is being dangled out there for Miami. Philly was in there, but it looks like they got their guy in George Hill. They said thanks, but no thanks. And then people are saying the Lakers are in mm-hmm. play too, which seems crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seems like the first one everyone's talking about, and it will probably go until the end. Like, it'll go until 12, and it might not even happen. But it seems like it's the Lakers and the Heat. Philly was out there, like you said, but then they got George Hill.
Yeah, George Hill, another Rondo style where it's like, we just need a solid, playoff-proven point guard who can facilitate and shoot.
Right.
That's George Hill.
Right.
Honestly, the Clippers probably should have gotten George Hill, but they went for the more high-risk, high-reward option in Rajon Rondo.
I mean, is there the, do you think that the Clippers also signed Rondo, not to get off that trade for a second, but, or the trade that hasn't happened yet, but do you think they signed him also because they want intel on how to stop the Lakers?
I mean, anything is possible with Rondo. He can be like a secret, double agent for the Lakers mm-hmm. where it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to try to fucking sabotage Kawhi and Paul George. Like, it seems like ingrained in him to dislike the Clippers and now he's there with them. I don't
feels
know.
Right.
But like,
it feels right.
Yeah, but he's also like, I could see him just like completely like, you know, turning his back on LeBron and turning heel. And like I said, LeBron, high ankle sprain for the first time in his career,
yeah.
who was 2 feet away, Rajon Rondo. Right. Not a coincidence.
Not a coincidence.
Not a coincidence.
Kyle Lowry feels like a Heat player. I feel like I've seen him in a Heat jersey before, if you ask me.
He's perfect for them. Like, he's just like this all hustle, all heart, will outwork. He's the Jimmy Butler of point guards. Mm-hmm. So it makes so much sense to have Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry, so much so that maybe Toronto will be like, I don't want to give them that power. Like,
right.
They've been battling Miami. Now that we're going to give them our heart and soul,
yeah,
so it doesn't make sense.
And to have to see him for like the next 2 years in our conference, yeah, that's tough. But I mean, he just has the spirit that you have to have. It's like why Whiteside never made sense in Miami. It's like
right, exactly.
You have to be the anti grind. Yeah. So he feels right there. They're saying that THT, Horton Tucker, is the reason that the trade hasn't gone through yet. As a fan of the Lakers, are you like, trade THT? Who cares? Get me the champion.
Well, it's not like a THT for Lowry straight up trade. Otherwise, it's like, yeah, Lowry's better than THT. The problem is, it's like, THT is that extra bit that they want. Kind of like how they also want Tyler Hero from Miami. So it's like, Schroeder plus KCP plus a draft pick. And then also we want THT, where it's like, all right, if you want to like create the price that's so high that it's going to start feeling like we're taking the risk on, the Lakers don't need to take the risk on. Like, we have solid depth. If AD and LeBron come back, we don't need Kyle Lowry as much as Miami might or as much as the Raptors might. So I don't think I want to believe that the Lakers wouldn't make that trade.
So you're saying that THT is like a central figure in the next 3 years of building the future of the Lakers. That's what you're almost committing to by saying we're not making this trade.
Well, one, as a player, yes, but also as an asset. He's like a second-round draft pick in his second year. Like, when LeBron and AD don't play, he's like you've seen him on nights where he's like gets 17 points, 10 assists. It's like, oh, that guy could be worth something not only for our team, but as like a trade chip going forward.
Yeah, I think the one caveat is that LeBron, outside of this stretch, LeBron and AD do play, and that just like absolutely like covers his minutes. So it's
He's a good bench guy. Like, we need to rest these guys. We're up by 17, but like, let's take LeBron out and hopefully the lead stretches versus decreases.
See, now, I never wanted to admit it, but the Lakers fans, let's just say, be more specific, Amir was all too ready, and the Lakers were all too ready to hemorrhage their future, give up every pick they have to get, like, literally any asset they've had in the past 8 years to get these two players. And as much as it pains me to admit it, It worked and it won you a championship, and it was enviable for you to be that, like, who cares, live for today. And to hear you now backtrack just enough to say THT is too much to bring in this champion point guard who we may need to stop the Brooklyn Nets in the finals. But no, THT will get us those 8 minutes after LeBron to give LeBron a spell. It's like, I miss the old Lakers fans. Wingspan. Who cares about his wingspan?
It's not just THT.
Okay,
it's Schroeder, too. So it's like, we're getting rid of our starting point guard for Lowry, who's, 10 years older, 8 years older. And then in addition to that, we're losing KCP, another starting guard. And then we're also losing one of our bench guards. So we're trading 3 guards for Lowry. If Lowry goes down, we just sacrifice 3 players for nobody.
So
it seems like a high-risk move for a team that's already title favorites.
Again, surprisingly cautious. It feels like if you don't get Lowry, there's a very good chance you guys slip to the 6-10 seed in the regular season. There's that possibility. You get Lowry, he can buoy you for the next 20 games, potentially, be that team leader, and hold down that 3 seed. Or if I'm the Lakers, I'm trying to go all in. THT, give me a break. I mean, like, the guy can ball, but like, if you're trying to win back-to-backs and you have LeBron just hurt himself. Maybe it's 1 year off his career. Maybe he starts to, I don't know. I would just go all in on Kyle Lowry. Who cares about THT?
I guess we'll know very soon. Literally, it's now 11:52. Trade deadline's at 8 minutes. So that's the exciting part of the deadline. It's like, we'll know, boom, right now, what happens.
Let me actually,
of a bigger package, then maybe it would be more palatable. Maybe the Lakers have a side deal with, like, I don't know, J.J. Redick or Kyle Korver or Terrence Ross. It's like, okay, now we're getting 2 guards for that. And then maybe we have another thing lined up with Andre Drummond. I hope he doesn't get traded so that the Lakers can get him in a buyout. Then you're getting Lowry and another guard and Drummond. That might start being worth it for those players.
Well, Pelinka has 7 minutes to be shrewd right now,
Amir. Let's go. Let's go.
So here's my question. I know that the trade deadline is noon today, which is in 7 minutes. But do deals actually get done at 12:04?
I don't think so. I think there's literally, like, it's too late. You guys didn't call it in time. There's ones that trickle, like, maybe for like 5 or 6 minutes past because they're already agreed to in principle. But
there's no grace period. 15. It's actually 12:15.
Yeah, there's not like at 2 p.m. It's like, all right, fuck it. Here's Kyle Lowry for THT. That's not how it works. Yeah, so, we'll know fairly soon.
And when they make the deal, are they like legally bound to have to tell the media that this deal has been made?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, how is Woj breaking news like 1 minute before Shams? And why is that such a big deal? Like, will we hear about it regardless?
Yeah, my instinct is that Woj has this like covert team of interns that he's been like training and fostering for like 15 years and seeding out to every single basketball organization. And each one of them are his little spies that are getting him these details, like from each organization. He could just reach out to them. What are you seeing? And then he goes with it. That's my best guess.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But these news are breaking so, like, literally, like, half a minute apart. Like, it's who can type it faster. It seems like the agent is sending it to a group text of 12 reporters, and then they all seem to send it out at the same time. It doesn't seem like such a huge advantage to break the story 1 minute before the other. But
if you're Shams, let me just ask you this. Do you have a draft folder right now with all of Kyle Lowry's potential destinations and trade targets? So it's just hit send on it.
I think you gotta pre-type it. And then it's like, not even with any details, it's like, Toronto has agreed to send Kyle Lowry. Boom, you send that, and then it's like, I got there first. Now let me get the deets.
Okay. Yeah. Woj does that too, by the way. Woj does that where he's like, he throws out what you need to know. And then like a minute later, he's like, oh, also, by the way, Iggy Bradzekas also got traded in the deal.
Yeah, exactly. And then like 12 minutes after that, it's like, here's the ESPN link to the story about it. It's like, we're good, Woj. We already read the tweets. We don't have to read the fucking article now.
Just do another tweet, Woj.
Toronto is trading Terrence Davis, another guard, to Sacramento for a future second-round pick. So they haven't traded Lowry yet, but what they have done is traded Matt Thomas for a second-rounder, Terrence Davis for a second-rounder. Whatever they're doing is preparing them to clear roster spots so that they can trade Kyle Lowry and get three players back. I don't know if it's from Miami. I don't know if it's from the Lakers. But
correct
whatever
me if
happens
I'm wrong.
In the next 5 minutes, it's one of those trades.
I don't think you named the biggest trade that they did. Did they send Norm Powell to Portland?
Yes, and additionally, they got Gary Trent Jr. and Rodney Hood for Norm Powell. So they traded three guards so far for two players and two second-rounders.
Norm, I mean, that team is just shooters now. I mean, like, to me, when we saw that news break, it was like, isn't he CJ McCollum? Like,
yeah.
Fascinating.
I mean, he's been blowing up. I know just from FanDuel, like every time I refresh the page, it's like Norm Powell is 28 points at half or something. It's like, Jesus Christ, Norm Powell.
Yeah.
Bona fide bucket getter.
Yeah.
All right. 11:56, 4 minutes left. What? I don't know. Toronto doesn't do all this stuff unless they know like Lowry's leaving, right? There's no need to trade three players for draft picks.
Correct. Well, yeah, probably not. Drummond's not getting traded, correct? That's just going to be... I'm just trying to think of the huge names out there that still don't have a home.
Yeah, Drummond is looking like it'll be a buyout. I hope. I hope that the Knicks don't swoop in and steal him from the Lakers.
Right.
But he seems to be a buyout guy. Basically, nobody wants to give $30, $60 million worth of cap space for Andre Drummond. So they'll just wait until Cleveland buys him out and you can sign him for free, basically.
So who's sweating the most between these three teams regarding Kyle Lowry? The Lakers, the Raptors, and the Heat. They have 3 minutes left. Who is sweating the most? Who needs him the most? And do the Raptors need him gone the most?
I would say the Raptors don't need him gone because they have their team back and they played pretty well. Did you see them like destroy the Nuggets yesterday?
Yeah, that kind of felt like it should be Kyle Lowry's last game.
Right.
Like he hit like a logo three on his last shot. He threw deuces up while he was walking through the tunnels after the game. I mean, that's like, it was all like, goodbye, Toronto. It was a good run. And then he has to come back the next day and be like, turns out I wasn't fired.
Yeah. Oops. We got an anti-Woj bomb. Woj says Lonzo Ball is not being traded. He's staying in. He was up there with Kyle Lowry of like, they're entertaining offers. A lot of teams could use him, but the Pelicans don't necessarily need to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was hoping they'd get rid of Bledsoe, if possible.
I think that would have been... I think they were trying to get off... They have this huge Bledsoe and huge Steven Adams contract, and they were going to like sweeten the deal for a team by adding Lonzo to the mix if anybody wanted to take those shitty contracts. But I guess nobody said... We'll take Adams or we'll take Bledsoe, but you got to give us Lonzo. I guess that never materialized.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting core. They have not won as many games as people were expecting they would. It'll be interesting to see like how they grow.
They played the Lakers recently. They looked great. I'm like, how is this team like 18-24? Zion is unstoppable. Ingram is great. They have like solid players all around them. Lonzo's shooting well.
Deep bench.
Josh Hart's, yeah.
Yeah,
Alexander Walker is great. I'm like, why isn't this team like at least 500?
Right. If I'm Kyle Lowry right now, there's 90 seconds. There's 90 seconds. Like we're just podcasters, but there's 90 seconds in Kyle Lowry's life right now where he's waiting for that call from his lawyer. If he's not sitting next to his lawyer and agent right now, saying, "Where am I moving to? Get me to a winner."
I mean, you hear from players that they find out from Woj, like. The agent, like the team will tell Woj and the agent first. Woj tweets it, and then the agent's like, all right, let's call my client. He's like, yeah, I already see on Twitter that I'm fucking heading to Sacramento, LA, Atlanta,
but
whatever.
Like maybe if you're Terrence Ferguson, that's how you find out that you're going to the Knicks. But if you're Kyle Lowry, who's like the chip, you must know before Woj.
Yeah. We got confirmation that the Cavs and Drummond will work on a buyout. Looks like no trade. For that. So that's That means he'll be a free agent in a few days, which means any team can offer him anything, and it's up to him to decide where he'll end up.
My prediction, Detroit Pistons.
They want him back. They lost Christian Wood. They're reeling.
Yeah, we need that size in the middle. Is it past 12? Am I wrong in saying it's past 12?
It's 12. It's noon. Lowry
is a Raptor.
As of now, Kyle Lowry is a Raptor.
Lonzo
Draymond
Ball is
Green
a
weighs in.
Okay.
Draymond Green weighs in. Rondo to the Clippers. Best trade of the day. So there you have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Draymond loves it.
Sure. And he's always right online and in social media.
is he saying it's the best trade of the day for the Warriors because the Clippers got worse, or best trade of the day for the Clippers?
I don't know. Probably for the Clippers, I'd imagine. He's not talking shit to Rajon Rondo, I don't think. Not on social media.
yeah, I mean, I'm refreshing. I'm seeing stuff, but nothing in Kyle Lowry land at all.
So the Knicks made very little moves. We traded Austin Rivers.
Yeah, Austin Rivers for Terrence Ferguson.
Right.
What did that do? Cleared up
not a ton.
Roster spot or something?
Not a ton. And it's a bummer because when Austin Rivers came to the Knicks, he was like the one guy that was like, who cares about their legacy? Like, I'm ready to start a new chapter here. And we were like, about that. Austin, about that. I know you just had a kid and you're starting a family here in New York. About that.
It's just that Elfrid Payton is doing pretty good, and you live in Oklahoma now.
Yeah, we need Frank Ntilikina to get those crucial 6 minutes.
Oladipo, another player who's trying to be shopped around, I guess is staying in the absolute dumpster fire that is Houston. Holy shit, the Houston Rockets.
Now it's just teams can drop players and they can sign with others. So like the rosters that we now have are the rosters that will be in place, assuming that like, you know, all those trades have now occurred, correct?
Yeah.
These are our playoff rosters.
Yes, aside from buyouts, which are, teams like the Cavs, the way it works is like the Cavs owe Drummond, let's say, $60 million for the next 2 years. They'll be like, what if we give you $50 million to go away? He takes the pay cut, they save money, and then he can sign somewhere else for however much money he wants. He loses money, but he gets to play for the Lakers instead of the Cavs.
Right, has a little autonomy, can make his own choice.
Exactly. So, or the Nets, or the wherever he wants.
Jeez, the Nets would be tough with Drummond, too. Which teams kind of advanced higher in the seeding for the playoffs, and which teams probably went back a little bit? Like, which teams actually improved their chances of being playoff contenders this year based on trades? Could it be the Bucks with that weird P.J. Tucker trade?
Yeah, the Bucks did a solid P.J. Tucker trade that gave them, like, an amazing player that usually guarded Giannis and that's now on their team, a stretch, whatever, stretch four who can hit corner shots and defend really well.
Clippers.
A few last minute little guys. JJ Redick is going to the Mavericks.
Okay.
Trey Lyles to the Mavericks. LaMarcus Aldridge, another player who's just going to be a free agent, I guess, soon.
Where do you want to see LaMarcus Aldridge? I kind of want to see him retired.
I want to see him not in the NBA. Is that weird to say?
You and I both started him on FanDuel, and he gave us like a sad 2 points once.
Oh, yeah. I think that was his last game as a Spur. Maybe last game in the NBA ever.
Tough.
I was like, oh, LaMarcus didn't start. He doesn't seem like a bench player. Oh, he played 4 minutes. And
he doesn't seem very happy out there.
Yeah. LaMarcus Aldridge, king of the 20-footer. Can't do much else.
That's right.
He's been linked to Miami, whatever that means.
Another are you calling this a dud trade deadline? A trade deadline?
I wouldn't go as far as dud. There were some sexy moments. We didn't really talk about Aaron Gordon to Denver. That's a pretty big upgrade for them, for a team that is in the playoff mix right now.
He kind of reminds me of Michael Porter Jr., those two.
Yeah, they are sort of 6 foot, 10 inch handsome dudes who can play stretch four.
Right. We'll get you like 14, 5, and 4 most nights.
Yeah, but I think Gordon is going to be replacing like the Paul Millsap, PJ Dozier sort of like weird minutes.
And Will Barton was in, I think he got traded as well.
Oh, no, Barton's still there.
Oh, really?
It was Gary Harris, RJ Hampton, and two first rounders or two second rounders.
RJ Hampton.
Or something.
The rookie.
Yeah. The rook is gone.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find if there's any last second sweepos. But I think the Rondo trade plus the Aaron Gordon, Plus the Vooch. Anytime you got an all-star moving teams, I think you can't call it a dud. It's not a dud line. I would say no, not a dud line.
The biggest surprise is the Vooch trade for me. No whispers.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, no whispers of it. There was really just like no, everyone was saying everyone but Vooch is tradable. And then he was the first one gone. And that was definitely kind of like a, huh, okay.
Yeah. And now, I mean, the whole buyout of it all, like if Whiteside is not traded, then he's going to be bought out. LaMarcus Aldridge is not going to be traded. He's going to be bought out. Drummond.
The Nets are getting a big, is what that sounds like. Their Nets are getting a big somewhere.
Yeah, the Nets, they got a DeAndre and that Nick Claxton guy, but no, like, both of those guys can't really stop Joel Embiid, though I guess nobody can really.
Yeah, but if you can get Drummond in the middle for 24 minutes and then give the other two like 16 and 8, I think you're in a much better position than going 24-24 between those two.
Yeah, Drummond is, I mean, is he still leading the league in rebounding? Like, this guy is like 2020 guy, and he's just going to be like available in the middle. He's better than a buyout guy, it seems. Like, he's not just like a JaVale McGee type.
I know, and all the smart, quote unquote smart analysts say that he's empty calories and he just like rebounded for a team that like didn't rebound. I rebound in our league that we play in, and it's hard to rebound. You have to work to rebound.
Even empty like, rebounds are pretty good.
Yeah, you still were like in the right place at the, like you followed the path of the ball. Like when they're like, yeah, he's a 2020 guy, he's empty calories. I'm like, excuse me, on behalf of guys who score 2 points and have 20 rebounds, it's not easy.
he's definitely like an upgrade over, you look, the Lakers are like just throwing in 10-day contract guys right now. It's just like, Damian Jones, you want to start at center? What about fucking Devontae Kaycock? You want to start at center? Like, this is a huge upgrade over these guys.
And Marc Gasol is washed. I hate to say it. Like, he looks...
Yeah, he's looking slow out there.
Yeah, he looks heavy-legged out there.
Yeah, he's not even playing anymore. They have him, like, out for... First, it was, like, COVID, and then it was, like, just conditioning. Just, like, just take it easy, Mark. Like, we'll need you for 8 minutes a game. Hopefully, you can guard Embiid. Slow him down a little bit in the post.
It should just be in parentheses. You saw the first 30 games. Marc Gasol, you saw the first 30.
He's not, like, guarding Steph Curry on the perimeter and, like, staying in front of him. Those days are behind him.
So the Lakers didn't make any moves.
It seems like not. The last thing I'm seeing is that the Hornets are acquiring Golden State's Brad Wanamaker. So this is, there we go.
That should change it. That should change everything for both franchises.
Yeah. I mean, the best team to make a huge trade would be the Nuggets. The Nuggets are the best team that got better, I think.
Yes, I think you're probably right. They're the best team that got the best talent.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bulls...
Is it enough?
I don't think the Bulls' record is going to change all that much with Vooch.
No, I think they'll be in the New York Knicks discussion of like, hey, this 500 team is pretty solid. Like, they could, you know, they could win against a 3 seed. I don't see them winning a playoff round this year or next. But
do you know what that sounds like? The Orlando Magic.
Any 500 team just instantly sounds like the Orlando Magic. Yes. Would you be happy as a Knicks fan if they made the play-in tournament but lost? Is that a winning season for you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They get the 9 seed and they lose the first game to Washington and that season ends.
Because what that indicates is that we didn't lose 22 of our last 24.
Got it.
Which is like so Knicks, you know, like, we got tired. We just couldn't do it anymore. So if we played this level of basketball till the end of the season, this was a quantum leap in terms of New York Knicks basketball culture.
That's right. And hey, Terrence Ferguson. We don't know what's there. He didn't get his opportunity to shine. Yeah.
Yeah. I searched his name quickly on Twitter, and then I saw all of the fans that actually knew how he plays, and I quickly closed Twitter because they were like, LOL, he's bad. Nah, this isn't an asset. Nah, he bad. And I was just like, oh, rats. Go New York, go New York, go.
everyone now is just tweeting that Oubre is staying put, Lowry is staying put, Lonzo is staying put. Whoa. All right. Glad we stayed on the line.
Yo.
We got it. We got a block. We got a buster.
Hold on. Wait.
12:09.
Wait. This is after the fact, after the deadline.
Yeah, this is one of those, maybe it happened at 11:59. We're just hearing about it now.
Holy no.
Houston is trading Victor Oladipo.
Yes.
To Miami.
to Miami.
So I guess they didn't get Lowry. I guess they're like, they waited until the last minute to get Lowry, didn't get him, and they said, fuck it, let's go for Oladipo. Oladipo to Miami.
Wow. Oladipo to Miami 4, do they say? Or is that just the oh, no, that first?
Was, yeah. <That's> the, that was the send it now, and then we can figure out the details later. Woj first. Let's see here. Rockets continue to be engaged on several fronts in trade talks for Victor Oladipo. Oh, yeah, that's what we already knew. Yeah, interesting.
Do you think that they moved Robinson in the trade?
Russell, who?
Duncan Robinson or Tyler.
Oh, for Oladipo?
Who did they move? Dragic?
Yeah, one of their point guards, maybe?
Kendrick Nunn?
Dragic? Yeah, interesting.
Wow, Depot gone. That's good. That's good. Houston is a sad, sad place right now. Now it's just John Wall. Damn. And yeah, Kenyon Martin Jr.
And Christian Wood. Don't forget about Christian Wood.
Yikes, man. That's tough down there. John Wall. Damn, rough deal.
Yeah.
John
Remember
Wall
what they
joined
were
Harden
a year ago, 2 years ago?
Damn.
I think we should stay on until we get the details of what the heck this is.
What's your prediction?
Dragic is a great one. Kendrick Nunn is a great one. Youngish players with low salary that, you know, the Rockets want to take a look at before potentially signing long term. I mean, if you're the Rockets, you're thinking Christian Wood is solid, and
right.
What's that kid Martin Jr. who's been playing really well?
Kenyon Martin Jr., Kevin Porter Jr.
Oh yeah, Porter Jr. has been playing great for them.
Sure, but I mean, like, you really have to go. You have to walk a long road to get to Kevin Porter Jr. is like the face of the future. You know, it's like Sterling Brown will make a difference. Danwell House will make a difference. Oh, Ben McLemore will be the one. It's like we've seen it.
Raptors are, Woj says, keeping Kyle Lowry. There you have
That's
and he closes the book.
That's the way to close the book, exactly.
So the players that they traded for cap space, Matt Thomas is on a flight to Utah right now. He's like, so can I come back? You guys sort of dealt me in hopes that you can ship Kyle Lowry. That didn't happen. Maybe you don't need the second rounder anymore for me, or
what they do need now is simply more work from Kyle Lowry. They lost Norm Powell. It's like, that's like 8 more minutes probably going to Kyle Lowry if they're going to try and finish the season strong.
Well, they got Hood and Gary Trent Jr. for him. So they're replacing him with spot up shooters and some level semblance of offense. But they thought, let's sell high on Norm Powell's stock is probably super high right now because he was the only player who didn't get COVID. It was like they didn't have Siakam, they didn't have Ananobi, they didn't have Lowry for a little. Norm Powell shot the lights out, got his trade value really high. And then they turned him into Rodney Hood and Gary Trent Jr. That's not a bad haul.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad haul. I would say that one reason they probably moved Norm Powell is because he was like too much of similar to Fred Van Fleet. And what they traded him for were like two worse versions of Norm Powell now competing with Fred Van Fleet. So TBD.
Interesting. Still don't know who's getting shipped back to Houston. But so Miami got Jimmy Butler. They have Oladipo now.
Bam.
Yeah, Bam. I mean, that's a pretty solid three.
Yeah, they went to the finals, and now they have Oladipo.
That's true. They are already Eastern Conference champion. They didn't lose anybody either. And in theory, they got better.
I like Jimmy playing next to Oladipo.
Yeah, I know how that works.
I like that pairing.
I honestly haven't seen like Oladipo much since his injury because, you know, I'm not watching these weird Rockets scrimmages, and I didn't watch much Indiana Pacers basketball or OKC, but I remember he had like one really good half season. He was an all-star, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think that Duncan Robinson has been starting for the Miami Heat. And if that's the case, that's just an immediate huge upgrade to your starting lineup. You know?
Yeah. I'm curious if they got Duncan Robinson or Hero out of it.
Yeah. Or Precious Achiuwa. I mean, who's on their timeline? You just have to be young, basically, to be traded to the Houston Rockets at this point.
Yeah. Ideally, you're 19 and can score at will if necessary.
Mm-hmm. God, or they didn't trade either of them, and they just traded like a first and some piece.
That's right. The Spurs have no trade for LaMarcus Aldridge. Sad.
Shocking.
Yeah. All right.
Trade deadline coming and gone.
Okay. Pretty solid. I think that was a solid haul, and it was nice that we got one last bomb at the deadline there. That was a fun little post-deadline bomb.
I would say the bookends are Vooch in the morning and Oladipo at lunch.
Yeah, and I'm glad it happened at noon. Like these midnight Eastern, like when free agency opens, it's a little too late for my liking.
Right. Though that night where Kawhi and Paul George were both announced to the Clippers was an all-time was awesome. Social media night.
That was awesome. Yeah, yes. that was the middle of summer, so I guess we could stay up late and they didn't have basketball games. It's kind of crazy. The Lakers are playing the Sixers tonight. Like, how's that going to happen? Aren't these teams like sort of now they get to rest easy, breathe?
No.
Schroeder was at shoot around this morning and now he has to play basketball for the Lakers, I guess.
That's right. I mean, do the Raptors have eight? Do they have eight players? I can't even like eight players will be on the plane somewhere, it seems.
Yeah. Like if teams are traded for four guys. Okay. We got a haul from Houston. They didn't get much, let me just say. But I guess Oladipo was on his way out for
with
free.
An expiring.
So they settled for Avery Bradley.
Okay.
Laker great. Kelly Olynyk.
Ooh, my man.
Celtic great. And a draft swap. So there you go. So they turned. How did they get Oladipo? Through like the Caris LeVert, James Harden trade or something like that.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. So this is all just bonus Jonas for them. They didn't necessarily want Oladipo, but they were able to turn him to Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk. Poor guys going from Miami to Houston. How do you justify that to yourself?
Tough. Yeah. Kelly Olynyk and his ponytail are in a whole new ball game. He went from Canada. Yeah. To Miami, to Houston. It's a lot. Those are cultures.
I guess you could say like, hey, I don't have to play as hard. I won't, you know, I'll be off soon and I can just enjoy the long summer. Like there's, you know, there's ways to spin it into a positive, I bet.
For sure. And also trade me.
Yeah.
Again, get me out of here.
All right. One last one just to get us out of here on a soft, slow, quiet note. The Golden State Warriors have traded Marquise Chris to the San Antonio Spurs.
We all saw it coming. Folks, we saw it coming from a mile away.
This is the final domino. I mean, this was agreed to in principle weeks ago.
And it's Chris and Pop.
I'm glad we finally get to stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris. Okay. Chris and Pop together. Are you kidding me? Match made in
heaven. Marquise Chris is actually going to be a huge upgrade over LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, the little Marcus Aldridge who played for 4 minutes that last game and then didn't score and then left. Yeah, Chris
is going to play 5 minutes.
Yeah, and like it. By the way, the Spurs are like the 7th seed right now. Like they're going to make the playoffs
every year. Every year.
I remember my two blind picks every over under draft is Spurs over and Knicks under. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad one of them is going to work out for me this year.
Yeah, let's go Knicks. Yeah, and Terrence Ferguson, my new favorite player.
That's right. All right, solid, good work. Hope you enjoyed this instantly outdated episode of Buckets Trade Deadline Edition. I got to put this online soon. Every second that passes, this is the opposite of an evergreen show.
The second we hit stop on our recording devices, Kyle Lowry will be traded.
We'll have caused it. Yeah. The Raptors were bluffing. They're not keeping Kyle Lowry. Are you kidding me?
They're just waiting for us to stop recording.
I'm just glad THT is going to be a Laker for life. That's what this means.
Yeah.
In Rob we trust.
In Rob we trust.
Sweet. Thanks for listening. Okay. We'll be back soon enough, I'm sure. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.